This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. MyGuru is an online education platform that aims to help students from primary school to secondary school improve their academic performance. Established in 2013, MyGuru is a digital product produced by Learning Port Sundar Berhad. I'm here with Datin Sharin Sharif to learn more from the guru herself. So, Datin, tell us a little bit about who you are and how MyGuru started.
Good morning to you, Frida, and thank you very much for having me here. Just to correct you there, I'm not the guru, so I'm just the person helping MyGuru, bringing the vision of MyGuru to where it should. So a little bit about LearningPort. Basically, LearningPort is an edtech company, right? Incepted in 2012. The purpose of LearningPort is really about developing content learning for K-12, that is from Standard 1 all the way to Form 5. And what makes MyGuru different and distinct is the fact that it caters not just for local syllabus, whereby it really map against our KSSR and also KSSM, but it also caters for international market. For instance, we have a school in Pakistan that actually there are about 10,000 students using MyGuru as part of their online revision material. How LearningPort started is basically the chairman of LearningPort, Dato' Idrus himself, you know, a very seasoned leader in the education industry. So previously, he ran the Cosmopoint KLMU University. On exiting from the universities, that was when the birth of LearningPort came about, coupled with his passion and also what we feel needed. The country requires, you know, some sort of education support in terms of combining technology, right, in supporting learning and also teaching. We aim to transform the way students learn and how teachers teach using technology in transforming learning and teaching, with the goal of really making sure there's a lot of engagement and we empower learning through technology. So our mission is really about, firstly, ensuring every child have access to quality education. How do we do that? Through effective use of technology, achieving the academic potentials, and all that, we make sure that they have support in order to be successful. And for the teachers, we really want to empower teachers to lead and teach with technology in achieving learning outcomes. The story of LearningPort, or rather MyGuru for that matter, is really about, first of all, we recognize that there is no one size fits all in terms of the way students learn, to make sure that students learn at different pace. So there is a need for that personalized learning. And also, we want to move away from the traditional method of how we deliver content, especially learning content. And that is why the roles of teachers are very important and critical in making sure that MyGuru products are being used effectively in order to facilitate teaching and also to maximize that sort of learning outcome. With COVID, we just have to rethink about how we deliver education. Because with COVID, with the pandemic, what happened was we see how our education suddenly, it was for the students, the teachers, there's no preparation. And suddenly that sort of momentum was being stopped abruptly, right? And that was where we saw the need of students actually came to us, and teachers for that matter came to us. And this is where suddenly MyGuru became a main learning tool. Why? Because first of all, our product MyGuru, students and teachers can access it from our website, right? So all they have to go is to go to our website, www.learningport.com.my, where they log in, and our learning management system actually provides all the different levels of learning where students can just choose which level they are in, and teachers can use it as part of their learning content, which means right, that there's huge number of teachers using LearningPort materials as part of preparing their lesson plan. And during the pandemic, we see the numbers of our subscribers are both on our MyGuru platform and also on all our social media platform, especially YouTube, right? We managed to get up 125,000 subscribers within that short period of time because students and teachers suddenly feel that MyGuru somehow resonate in fulfilling that sort of learning gap and also right. teaching to quickly get that sort of content anytime. It's readily right. available. Yep.
So that happened largely during the pandemic. I want to ask as well, right? What is the gap in the education system that you're still trying to bridge? Is the gap still the same as when you first started in 2013?
Okay. To be honest, when we first started, we have to actually connect it to the vision of the company, right? Like what I said, providing education, teaching and learning support in a technology-rich environment is something very close to our vision and mission. So when we first started, to be honest, we are ready, right? You know, but however, there are few challenges that we face. First of all, internet connectivity is still a huge challenge, right? And therefore, when we want to introduce something which is technology-based, that factor, you know, no matter how good and how solid a product is, if you do not have a stable internet connection, it will disrupt learning anyway, right? So from 2013, because to be honest, it took us 5 years to develop the content because it requires various expertise, you know, from the instructional design, from the graphic designer, from having the storyboard intact. So if you happen to come and visit us, you know, our office is like a mini United Nations because we have 15 nationalities before this to ensure that the product is good for the market. But I think what happened was when the pandemic happens, right? And suddenly there is no alternative because schools are being shut down. I mean, you know, with the school closure, and there is a need to still deliver learning. And with that, MyGuru somehow, you know, fit in filling that sort of gap. The material is easily accessible. And we you know, and like what I've shared with you earlier, the number of subscribers have increased. We have now over 100,000 students. And we could see now the acceptance of teachers because previously there's always a fear, right? Whether will technology replace teachers? But COVID certainly proved it cannot, right? Because you still need teacher to actually teach. And that is how learning take place. There is still a person, you know, a role model where teacher's role is to facilitate learning. So that sort of figure is still key in learning. With all the different components that MyGuru provide, that we're able to achieve that sort of collaboration where we see that what we need to do, how MyGuru actually comes in, or rather LearningPod as a company, is that how can we support the current education ecosystem? So collaborate with, you know, with government, with policy makers, with school leaders, with parents for that matter, to ensure that, you know, parents are aware of what sort of learning are going on in MyGuru. And I think another aspect that I would like to highlight is what are the key components that MyGuru offers. First of all, we offer lesson, where our lesson, if you happen to visit our website or our YouTube channel, you can see that our animation is of different level. We just do not import physical materials into digital platform. So our animation, in fact, we won an award, the Epitaph Award. I mean, the amount of effort, the amount of time, and the amount of investment being put in, it's, you know, it reflects that sort of result that we wanted to achieve, right? That's one. And second, the second component is that in MyGuru, you could have all the question banks. So just imagine now you have piles of books, right? Remember when we were in schools, we have different type of textbook, we have workbook, we have practice book, right? And exam pack. So all this, we put it under one platform to make sure that it is readily and easily accessible to our users.
Right. I'm here with Datin Sharin Sharif from LearningPod. We'll continue our conversation after this. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Beating fickle mindsets. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. I'm here with Datin Sharin Sharif from Learning Port Sdn Bhd, talking about MyGuru. So on MyGuru, you allow students to purchase online classes for any subject they want and have access to them all year long, right? Are these classes pre-recorded or live or both?
So like what I've mentioned earlier, there are four key elements of MyGuru components. One is the lesson itself, where these are basically animated videos that they can have on our platform. Second is the question bank. Third is the one that you are asking me about, is the My Tutor, where we offer support in terms of, strengthening our students' learning. And the fourth one is My Coach, where we also include in the element of motivation and also making sure students have increased motivation and higher engagement, right? And also to develop learning agility. So coming back to the third element, which is My Tutor, what we did, we realized that initially we started off with live classes. But you see, the main challenges with online classes is that to retain the engagement. So there is a need for the tutor to be dynamic. There is a need for the class to have that sort of energy to hold like an hour session. Because, it's unrealistic to expect students, especially for a standard one, to sit for an hour and just learn and listen. So from the survey that we've gathered, from the feedback, there is a need for us to combine, introducing recorded classes and also live session. Now we are transitioning from having live classes to really recorded sessions, where if students have missed certain sessions and lessons, they could quickly replay the session. And for the live sessions, it's really about discussing. Right? Let's say the students have been assigned with specific assignment. So during an hour of live session with our tutor, it's really about processing, how do you derive to the conclusion, what sort of challenges you have. So I could see that now students are more engaged, actually turn on their camera, but I think that the tutor's role is important in how he or she makes sure the dynamic of the class is there and that environment is lively, it's fun, it's engaging. So that is, we really make sure the engagement of student and the personalized learning is there.
So Datin, I noticed that on MyGuru, you have both Malay and English. Is this on purpose?
Yes, exactly. In fact, you are not the first person who actually, asked me, and they are curious about why do we actually have that sort of interchangeably using English and also Malay in one website. To be honest with you, it's very simple, because one of our core elements is we have this Sepakat program, Frida, where we are very big with supporting B40 students. Like, initially you were saying about the barriers from 2013 to now we face. And I would like to also highlight the fact that, especially because of the pandemic, the gap just expand further in terms of the learning support given to the B40 group. And with that, because we have a lot of B40 students, and we work with our strategic partners, in that sense, I'm very thankful and grateful that there are companies, government agencies, even the ministry themselves are supporting us. And our students, you could see the variety dynamics of where they come from. So students from the city, of course, you know, they are very fluent in English. But for the rural students, we have some challenges, right? Mm. And always, cikgu-cikgu tak faham, you know, apa. So initially, we have our website in English, completely 100% in English. That gives its own advantage because, you know, for the international market, they could reach out to us very easily because they understand our mission, they understand our product. We feel that during the pandemic, you know, there's a lot of local queries that, you know, that comes to us. Cikgu, saya tak faham apa sebenarnya produk My Guru ni. Mm. So we feel, okay. Mm. And a lot of time, you know, the language that we use, it seems casual, not because, oh, we want to reduce that sort of formality, but really we want to make sure our visitors to the website understand what is it that we are selling. Because right. if let's say, you know, to right. be honest with you, the challenge is this. If I say, oh, you know, we are providing online content, automatically it is always about, you know, importing anything physical to the digital platform until they actually understand. So if you look at My Guru website, there's like buy now, you know, and suddenly, you know, you have everything in Malay, but there is one or two sentences in English. So it's actually done on purpose to help ease our, you know, local students, especially the rural areas, especially the B40, to feel first comfortable. But having said that, there will be another version. We are now moving towards our apps, which is coming very soon. I'm excited to share a little bit about, because that really provide hands experience in terms of learning and teaching. So once
we'll talk about the app in just a moment. You said you have students from Pakistan and all that, so they are on a different platform?
Okay, so what happened is that our LMS, because everything is built in-house, we have our own developers, we do not, with that, let's say now an international school comes to my group, comes to us, right, comes to Learning Points, the online revision materials that we actually share with our students. So we could personalize our dashboard. We could personalize our dashboard in having all the key features required by our clients. For instance, the school in Pakistan actually told us that, okay, we require specific tracking mechanism. I want to know, you know, the frequency of student usage in a week, in a day, when is the highest traffic of usage of My Guru. So we could see, we could quickly see, let's say now, you know, your child having a My Guru account, you don't have to come to me or to the teacher to see how well is your child progressing in their learning? Because the tracking system will give you that sort of data. You know, how many hours spent in the module, what sort of average score that the child is, you know, that the child often gets. And also what sort of area of improvement or focus that we need to really pay attention to in making sure that, you know, there is no lack.
Okay. So right now, a subject is 69 ringgit yearly and students could choose up to 5 subjects at once. How do you justify the price point?
Okay. Before that, I just want to share with you, for the primary school, we have 4 subjects, that is mathematics, English, science, and also Bahasa Melayu. So we added 5 when it comes to Form 1 to Form 3 because we added sejarah. And for Form 4 and Form 5, we actually have additional 4 subjects, which is biology, chemistry, and maths, and also physics. When it comes to pricing, we look that, you know, developing content of our level is very costly. Okay, I think, you know, if you speak to anybody who is very familiar with content development, you know, people do not even dare to attempt what we are doing because it is very costly. The amount of investment being put into building content, it's very heavy. But at the same time, you always have to balance that between what is acceptable to the market. Okay, there are few considerations that you have to take into account. One, the readiness of such product. And it took a lot of advocates, a lot of sharing in bringing the environment how we simplify learning. And when we justify the product, it is always about, I mean, you know, it's 69 ringgit a year. And you'd be thinking, are you, you know, when I speak to my son, and my son was like, wow, that's really cheap, mommy, you know, it's a year. And I said, to look at the different population of students, right? Mm-hmm. And for me and for my guru, I always want to make sure that every child have access to high quality content. And mm-hmm. with that, you know, if we wouldn't want to, we wouldn't want pricing is one area where it prevents students to have access to high quality content. It shouldn't, you know, pricing shouldn't be a barrier, couldn't afford to actually learn on my guru platform.
Right. It's about 6 or 7 ringgit a month, right?
It is really cheap, yeah.
Okay, so tell me about the app.
Okay, so the apps, I'm just going to give you like, you know, some teaser. Teaser, where you will see a totally different experience on how we deliver learning and teaching. This is where when we talk about personalization, when we talk about pacing every child's learning capacity, ability, and also we include in the element of the preparedness, the mental health. We have a community in there where children feel safe. I think that is what personally is something. I mean, working with children is something very close to my heart. And I think when we talk about achieving academic excellence, we cannot take out mental health. We cannot take out well-being into the equation. So in finding that sort of equilibrium in terms of achieving academic excellence, equipping students with, you know, positive mental health and making sure they are happy in learning about discovering and, you know, answering their curiosity, that is what My Guru Apps is all about.
Looking forward to it. I've been speaking to Datin Sharin Sharif from My Learning Pod about My Guru. You've been listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.